Governor J.B. Pritzker made good on his promise when he signed recreational cannabis into law last month. While anticipation runs high among Illinois residents, smoke shops across the state are preparing for what they hope is an influx of customers. GLT's Mary Cullen spoke with the owner of one of America's oldest head shops, nestled in Uptown Normal. Mike Williams runs Mother Murphy's with his wife, Becky.
Mother Murphy's was opened by Betty and Charlotte, Betty Anderson and Charlotte Radka, back in 1968 to cater to the growing hippie nation. It was kind of reaching the Midwest a little later than the coast, but it was the first shop that would set up and sell black lights and posters and smoking accessories, as well as they were specializing in silver and leather and things like that. That was very popular fad wear, you know, for hippies and such back in when I was young, was just a kid. Mother Murphy's has been going for 51 years now, and it's been almost in the same location except for 2 years. But we're carrying on the tradition that those ladies started way back then.
Now, we know cannabis isn't legalized yet. Medical marijuana is legalized in the state. There are medical dispensaries for that purpose. So what are you allowed to sell since cannabis is not yet legalized now?
Well, as far as selling smoking accessories go, we've never stopped selling smoking accessories. We kind of pulled back with some of the styles of water pipes and things in the 80s and things, but we've always sold smoking accessories. And the truth about it is that anything that can be smoked with tobacco can also be used with marijuana. They're totally interchangeable. And so the law has to be based on intent, which is much harder to prove. But as far as the new laws, when the medical passed and the dispensary opened, we kind of talked with some of the people that were running the medical dispensaries and were offering medical patients, if they had a medical card, 10% discounts on their smoking accessories. And as far as the new laws goes, we're very excited about that because we figure there's probably going to be a lot of people that would be reluctant to maybe try in the past because of the law, as well as people that have probably experimented in their youth that might be getting close to retirement age like myself and that maybe want to try it again. So I expect there will be a rise in use and probably a rise in sales of smoking accessories, I'm certainly hoping.
Now, when it comes to the legalization of cannabis, there's a lot of discussion on whether or not it actually increases the people who smoke marijuana or ingest marijuana in any way, or if it's just people who were doing it in private before and are no longer, you know, keeping it to themselves. What do you think on that?
Well, I feel like it's going to be both. I think people are going to be, you know, trying it maybe for the first time. I think people might I know people that probably use marijuana instead of alcohol, you know, and they feel like it's less harmful to their health in so many ways, as well as society. And the same with even cigarettes, you know, they have an urge to smoke, but they don't need to smoke all day every day on cigarettes, and they could just have a little bit of lung action or something occasionally.
So for your business at Mother Murphy's, are you seeing a change in business? Are you planning on carrying any extra drug paraphernalia, anything of that sort that'll change what you carry presently?
Not really. We're quite established with all the different products we sell, and we'll certainly increase the product lines or quantity as business increases, as I hope will happen.
What about selling marijuana? Have you considered getting a dispensary license?
I haven't checked into it yet, and I know it's probably very expensive to both apply as well as stock, you know, to afford the stock of that. I'm not sure if I'll be able to do it, but I'll probably be looking into it. My wife and I are getting a little older, and frankly, we're thinking about retiring, you know, and we'd like to see the Mother Murphy tradition continue on, you know, so maybe we'll be able to find somebody out there that wants to carry the tradition on.
Recreational cannabis will be legalized beginning January 1st.